Yes, past few days it is what?
Froze.
Okay, and it will
freeze.
And okay, fine, that's got it. What do you call the room in this house? You know, this has a description of the house you give me here. Yeah, right there. What is
that's
that?
The living room.
Okay. And what do you have any other names for that room?
No.
Do people sit in a lot? Do you use it, or what's the function of that room mainly?
Sit, watch TV.
Okay. Now, if you had guests in, would you invite them into that room too? Is that what
well,
you?
Personally, in my house, we would go into the bedroom probably, because my parents were in the living room.
Right. So you were bringing your friends in, but your parents
they go
in the living room and entertain them there. Okay. Now, let me ask you several things about it. Do you have a fireplace in your house? I didn't know if you put it in.
I didn't think of that. In my grandparents' house, there was one.
Just sketch it in there. Now, what is that thing with the fireplace that goes up? What's that called?
Chimney.
Okay. And would you call that the same thing if you were driving down at by the plant and you looked up and saw the smoke coming out? Would you call that a chimney?
Yeah.
You wouldn't call it something else, would you?
Smokestack, maybe.
Okay, so would you call it smokestack more often or chimney?
On a big factory, I would say smokestack.
Smokestack, right. And then the chimney would be. What is the place right down beside the fireplace called? You know, with the bricks usually sitting there. What do you call the place there?
The hearth.
Okay. And what do you call those implements you use to get the fire going and poke the log?
Poker.
Just a poker? Do you have any other names for them?
That's all we use.
Just call it poker? Have you ever heard the term andirons or dog irons? Or
I've read it.
You've read it, but never heard it. It's always poker then for you in that language. Okay. Now, what is the big round piece of wood with bark on that you put in the fire for the
log?
Stick. Log or stick? Now, what is that little pieces of wood that you got? Or
kindling.
Okay. And would you have any other name for it? You ever heard lightwood, or is it always just kindling?
Just kindling.
Okay. Now, what's that white stuff that forms, or black stuff, pardon me, that forms in the chimney when you're building a fire?
Soot.
Okay. And what am I sitting in here?
Chair.
Okay. And what about in the living room? Describe for me some of the implements of the kinds of things that are in the living room.
Okay.
Furnishings.
We heat our house with wood.
Yeah.
That's the only kind of we got siblings.
Is it a wood burning stove or a fireplace kind?
No. So we don't have in my grandparents' house there was a fireplace. We don't have it. We've got two stoves.
A lot more efficient than a fireplace.
Yeah.
Heat place.
Okay, just couch here, a chair there, and TV over here.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of tables here with pictures on them, and the stove out near the middle.
Have you ever heard a couch called anything else, or is it always just a couch for you?
Couch.
Okay. What kind of, would you call, let's go back in the bedroom here. What kind of furniture do you see in there? Besides the bed, what do you see?
Okay. And there's a closet. I didn't put the closet in. Closet.
Yeah.
And a chest of drawers and a cedar chest.
Mm-hmm.
And a cabinet.
Now you say there are closets in here. Were there as many closets in this other house here, your grandparents' house?
Might have been one or two.
Yeah, not as many probably as in your house.
No.
Now, in that kind of house where you don't have many closets, how do you keep all your clothes, usually?
Cabinets.
Okay.
Metal
cabinets? Or a piece of furniture? Have you ever
had a chest in there, too, where they hang clothes up.
Heard that called anything, that chest that, you know, where people hang clothes? You ever heard that called anything?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard the word wardrobe?
I've heard it.
But that wouldn't be a word that
no.
You wouldn't use, or armoire you wouldn't even hear. You might have read that, but
no.
You've never seen that. Heard that word.